We're going to focus on new spring habits. Now, for some of us, we have been feeling cabin fever and we're like, yay! We finally get to go outside, enjoy the sun, walk in the woods, walk in the parks, see all of the public gardens. We are already planning all of these outdoor activities. And for others, and maybe even the same crowd, there is this feeling of foreboding because, oh, that means I'm going to be wearing shorts and a bathing suit, maybe. Oh, Lord. And that part of you kind of shrivels a little. Maybe it dies. Maybe it just hides under the covers and says, no, I can't do this right now. Anyway, you're listening to the Weight Loss Woo Show. I'm Rev Terry. Let's get right into new habits for spring. Now, the first point that I want to make is that it is so important to love yourself exactly the way you are right now. This is not about looking in the mirror and saying, oh, my body's not good enough for this activity or this clothing. Girl, your body's good enough to go wherever you want to take it. So give yourself some love and say, look, this is where I am. I may not end up here. I'm on the road to somewhere different. But in the meantime, I am going to get up every day and kick that day's ass. I'm going to enjoy the outdoors. I'm going to enjoy the beach. I am not going to be looking at other people to see if they're judging me. Okay? So I want to just get into some little things that we can do to kind of kickstart ourselves back in this active period. And I'm going to start with walking. You knew I would, and I am. Walking is one of the best activities you can do. Almost everyone can do it. It doesn't put a whole bunch of stress on your joints. And you get to enjoy the scenery. You can listen to an audiobook. You can go join one of those meetup walking groups. You can ask your friends to walk with you. You can chat with a friend on the phone on the other side of the country. And you can both be walking together and sharing, catching up, what you're seeing, how great a day it is. You can do all of these things. You can even bring a bag with you and collect recyclables and garbage. Right? Cleaning up the environment, cleaning up my act. Right? They kind of go hand in hand. And you feel like you're accomplishing something while you're accomplishing something. And isn't that amazing and something that you can give back to your neighborhood or to the environment or to the earth and leave this planet a cleaner place for your children, your grandchildren, those kids that go to the school in your neighborhood, whatever it is, you're helping out. And that feels awesome, right? I think that one of the things that happens when you go walking is that you get tired of the place that you're walking because a lot of people, they find one place and they're like, well, I just leave my house and I go here and I go around here and I go, and it's the same route every time. So it gets a little bit boring. So shake things up. Become a sightseer, a tourist in your own town, in your own city, in your own state or county or province, wherever you're living. If there are things that you have not seen yet, get out there and go and look at them. When is the last time that you went to the museum or that you went to these open farms? That you went fruit picking, that you went to the farmer's market. Now, this is a great way to combine walking with supporting local farmers and getting fresh food. I mean, those three things just go together. And it's outside. And if it's nice weather, it is a great way to spend a couple of hours, right? Bring a friend with you and just make a morning out of it or make an afternoon out of it. What about all of these things that are close by that you've never seen, right? There are all kinds of public gardens, public buildings that we never visit because we're like, well, we live here. Why would we go there? Right? So not just the art gallery, but other little galleries. Go and experience things. Take pictures. Be interesting. And it gives you so many exciting things that you can post on your timeline, on Instagram or on Facebook or whatnot or what have you. And it sure as hell beats sitting in front of the TV. And that's another suggestion I'm going to make, is to get your ass up out of that chair and get away from those screens. Whether it's your computer or your phone or you're playing little games on your iPad, whatever it is, right? Put that tablet down. Turn off the television. Get outside. It's time to look at your outside space. Maybe you just have a balcony. Maybe you have a tiny little garden. Maybe you only have room for a few potted things. Well, get excited about it. Decide, what am I growing this year? What would be amazing? What would I like to look at, to smell? And pick some really cool plants. Maybe something you've never grown before, right? Those of us who have gardens with our home, we're getting out there now and we're just assessing the damage, right? Every spring, this is how it goes. We get out there and we look at everything and go, wow, I can't believe how much there is to do. And planning your garden is one of the best parts of spring, in my opinion. Aside from being able to wear the super cool rain galoshes that I bought on Amazon that are many, well, okay, they're every color in the whole world, right? I can wear those in the spring because the ground is all muddy and people look and point, but I'm used to that with my weird colored hair. It really doesn't bother me anymore, right? I don't feel like I have to conform to anyone's idea of what is normal or how I should be, right? You're getting too old for that. I don't think so. I don't think there's an age limit on purple hair. And I don't think there's an age limit on crazy colored clothing. I don't think so, right? We don't have to live within all of these rules. And isn't it great to reach that age where you just don't give a flying fairy fart what anyone says or thinks? I think that's one of the most fabulous things about being in your 50s, right? For me, it happened earlier because I just have one of those attitudes. But isn't it great to just walk out of your house or your home and think, today is going to be amazing. I don't care if people are staring at me. I don't care if I conform to their idea of what people are supposed to be doing once they reach a certain age. For some reason, people, they hit about 55, 60, and they're like, oh, it's time to wind it down. It is not time to wind it down. So if you've been thinking, oh, it's wind down time, that could be a spring habit for you. It's wind it up time. It starts some new shit time, right? Why not go on a little trip and visit something that's close by, within really close driving distance? Butterfly gardens, natural, cool phenomenon. There are just so many things in my country, in your country, in everyone's country. Waterfalls, weird colored sand, weird colored water, bird reserves, all kinds of things are out there just waiting for you to be adventurous enough to drive that 40 minutes and discover them. There are historic sites, places where historic people have lived. Not so much in Canada, because our history is really short compared to Europe. And if you're in Europe, you could probably throw a rock at 159 things that are historic and rather cool. If you live in Britain or France or many of the European countries, I'm sorry if I left your country name out, but it's hard to think of all of them on the fly. Now, I have always been a big fan of adding something new and moving away from something old. So in the winter, the weather is just, it's not great, especially if you're here in Canada. Not great. So people get into this routine of grabbing drive-through. And isn't it nice when we can leave the drive-through time behind? Because let's face it, most of that stuff is crap. All right, 99% pretty much, right, is crap. And we move into the barbecue and salad phase, right? We can grill vegetables if we don't eat meat. It's such a good time just to sit outside and look at everything that's returning that we have missed all of these frosty, cold months. And if you're wondering where I've been, when I retired, I decided I wanted to take a little break. That turned into a long break. And I wanted to start some new projects, new habits, and have new interests, right? I still get up every morning, drink my water, have my coffee, talk to God, do my stretches, right? What do you have in store for me today, Lord? What do you want me to learn? How do you want me to serve you? And, okay, so it's been a bit of a selfish time. I decided that I wanted to do some things that were really super relaxing for me. Right, so I started restoring furniture and macrame just on a whim. Those are the things that interested me. And of course, I'm always trying different ways of thinking, different law of attraction tips. But I also like trying different forms of exercise. One of my new favorites is Qigong, right? Check it out, right? If you've been doing Tai Chi, which is beautiful, then you would probably really like Qigong, right? If you've been doing yoga, same thing. Now, just to do a quick recap, new spring habits, getting outside, walking, Tai Chi, Qigong, outdoors, in the park, hitting those farmers markets, trying new recipes, getting all of the fruits and vegetables as they come into season and they're nice and fresh, right? How about sightseeing? Whether it's near or far, it keeps life more interesting. And if we're eating better and we're moving more, and we're posting pictures and we're encouraging our friends to join us, we are reaching out and trying to spread the love of nature and wellness everywhere we go to the people that we would like to connect with. And if we're having little adventures, we're keeping life interesting. Right? I think that we all get stuck in this comfort zone where we feel like Oh, I can't do that, right? No, nobody in my family does that, right? We don't walk around picking up garbage. We don't, I mean, I'm way above that. I'm not a garbage man. I'm not a garbage picker. I get it. But are you an environmentalist? Are you somebody that likes looking at pristine, beautiful nature without everybody's old, trash, their used water bottles and their donut wrappers and whatever else they tossed, right? Are you someone who enjoys that, right? So focus on how you can be a blessing today and get out there and actually do it, right? Invite someone to come with you on a mini adventure. Shake them up, right? Get their butt out of that chair. Get them moving too. How many times have we been invited to something or somewhere and thought it would be a drag and we had a really good time? Be the person that shakes things up, right? That is always doing something interesting and progressive and fun. These are just thoughts, right? You'll decide your own spring plan. Anyway, it's been great reconnecting with you. And until next time, mind how you go.